The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. The names of the 12 apostles are these. First, Simon called Peter, and his brother Andrew, James the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus, "Do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise be Jesus and Mary. Jesus summoned his 12 disciples. Diyos marahay, naaga sa inyo, the boss. Good morning po. At sa ating mga listeners sa 98.3, The Mother's Touch, na parang at least no ginagawa nilang almusal itong ating misa sa umaga, no? Very good. So anyway, napakaganda ng ating gospel for today, no? At tungkol ito sa pagtawag, summoning of the 12 disciples or apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. And you will see, mga tugang, brothers and sisters, no, na karamihan, no, kundi man lahat, no, sa mga apostles ay, sabi nga sa kanta, "Grade 1 lang ang natapos ko, no read, no write pa ako, paano na ngayon ang buhay ko? Isang kahit, isang tuka." No? Sana yung, ganyan yung mga karamihan sa mga apostoles ay masasabi nating mga dukha. At the same time, walang masyadong pinag-aralan. Of course, with the exception of some like Saint Matthew, who is a tax collector, and others. No? But the majority, no, are all fishermen, no. And how does it entail in our Christian life? You know, Jesus, sabi nga ni Pope Francis, if I'm not mistaken, sa isa sa mga homily niya, no, Jesus does not choose us because we are good. Because we have PhD, we have this diploma, we have this, we are handsome or we are beautiful. No. Jesus called us to be His children, to be His disciples, because of His mercy and love towards us. Hindi tayo pinili ni Lord dahil sa ating mga katangian. God chose us because He wants us to be with Him and to participate in His great love. No? Kaya nga, no? Nakakalungkot, no? At napakasakit, Kuya Eddie, na malaman, no? na may mga tao na para bang tingin nila sa sarili nila, no? Ay, magaling ako, no? Kaya ako nandito kasi ganito, kasi ganyan, no? And yun nga, no, one time, may isa akong sinabihan na sister. Sabi ko, sister, bakit hindi ka maglingkod, no? Bakit hindi ka mag-tertiary? No? Alam niyo, sagot sa akin ng sister, sabi niya, ay, father, ano lang ako eh, no? Wala akong alam sa mga ganyan. No? Tsaka isa pa, ano lang ako, hindi ako marunong sa ganito, sa ganyan. Sabi ko, sister, no? Hindi ka naman naglilingkod kay Lord para sa ganyan. No? We thought, no? Akala natin, no? Maglilingkod lang tayo kapag ka, alam natin na lahat ang ano, ang Ten Commandments, ano. Of course, we have to know that. But God doesn't want us too much than what we already have. At the same time, no? In serving God, He will enrich you. Kapag ka, no, naglingkod ka kay Lord, when you serve the Lord, si Lord mismo ang pupuno sa mga kakulangan mo. Don't think that you are called because you have this, you have this, you have that. No, oh no. And even in the vocation, no, to the religious life, to the priesthood, no, you are not called because you are a good or perfect person. No. And you can see, no, even in the history of the church, no, many good and holy people who become saints, even bishops, who are not really, no, that much in the eyes of the world, no, they do not have much knowledge of what the world thinks. No? On the contrary, there are many, no, in the history of the church who are good and even saintly bishops and priests, no, who are only, no, simple, very simple in their life. No? Kaya nga, mga tugang, mga brothers and sisters, no, huwag niyo pong sasabihin, ay, hindi ako maglilingkod kay Lord, hindi ako makapaglingkod kay Mama Mary, hindi ako makapaglingkod kay Ina, kasi ganito ako, kasi ganito, kulang, ano, hindi pa ako ganit, hindi ko pa alam yung mga ganito, ganyan, no. Sabi nga, don't worry, be happy, no. Huwag kang mag-alala, no. Just serve God. No? If you are called to serve, serve Him. No? Do not make many, no? Sabi nga, do not become a birch tree Christian. No? Yung, hindi lang yung oo nga, yung mga birch tree Christian, yun, sila rin yung mga baka, no? Maraming baka. Baka ganito, baka ganyan, baka anong sabihin ni Father, baka anong sabihin ng pamilya ko, baka anong sabihin ng, no? Siguro sa dami ng baka natin, makakagawa na tayo ng carne norte. No? Kasi marami tayong baka, no? Alam niyo yung mga disciples ni Lord, no? When they are called, nung tinawag sila, no? They do not make many baka. But they followed Jesus immediately. No? They do not think of themselves, ay, ano kayang isipin ni Lord, no? Tax collector ako. Ay, ano kayang isipin ni Lord? Mangingisda lang ako. No. They just serve. They just follow Christ. No? Kaya nga, sa mga nakikinig sa atin, pati na sa mga kabataan, no, sa mga nakikinig sa ating mga kabataan, who have the inspiration of entering religious life or priesthood, no, kahit sa mga kabataan ngayon, no, do not think, no, ay baka, no? Ito lang ang natapos ko, no? No. Don't think like that, no? And Pope, sabi nga ni Pope Francis, even him, no? He does not, ano, no? He does not think of entering, no? The religious life. But still, no? Look, he become a pope. He become, no? First superior of the society of Jesus. No? So even myself, no? I never even think to enter religious life, but still I am here. No? Because God calls us out of His generosity, out of His love. No? Sabi nga, it is not we who chose Him, it is He who chose us. Siya ang pumili sa atin. At kapag pinili tayo, mga tugang, brothers and sisters ni God, no? We should say yes. No? Do not think of many baka, or birch tree, or Alaska, or ano, no? Just follow Christ. No? And ask, no? Ask our Lord, ask our Lady, Lord, Mama Mary, help me. If you chose me, help me to correspond to your call to me. No? Yun lang hingin natin kay Lord, no? To correspond sa kanyang tawag sa atin. Do not think, no? Of your defects, of your weaknesses, no? Kasi kung titignan mo yung weaknesses mo, yung defect mo, yan ang gagamitin ng demonyo para hindi ka maglingkod. At sad to say, marami nang naloko ang demonyo, lalo na sa mga Kristiyano ngayon. No? Kaya walang naglilingkod sa simbahan kasi, no? Sasabihin ng demonyo sa'yo, ay, maglilingkod ka dyan. Kita mo yung ugali mo, ay, maglilingkod ka dyan. Kita mo yung ano mo. But you see, if you look at all the disciples, no? They are not perfect. No? Yung isa pa nga, di ba? Oh, si Judas Iscariot. He betrayed our Lord. Sa tingin nyo ba, hindi alam ni Lord yun? But still, he called Judas. No? It is all in the calling of God in us. So do not be afraid. No? Sabi nga, do not be afraid. I am with you. I have called you each by name. Ang gandang kanta, di ba? I have called you each by name. Do not be afraid. No? So mga brothers and sisters, no? Inuulit ko ang panawagan, no? Ang panawagan. Kapag kayo ay in-inspire ni Lord na maglingkod sa mga parokya, maging tertiary ng MIM o TOFI, no? Maglingkod, maging host, maging DJ sa Radio Caritas Marie, o masigit sa lahat, tinawag sa pagiging padi, pagiging madre, pagiging religious, do not be afraid. Do not think of your defects. No? Think of the call that Jesus and Mary chose you. And only say, Lord, Mama Mary, help me to correspond to your call. And let us ask also the intercession of these great martyrs, Saint Gregory Grassi and companion, no? Who offered their life for the calling that Jesus and Mary had them. No? Ibinigay nila ang kanilang buhay dahil naniwala sila na sila'y tinawag ni Lord para sa kanya. Praise be Jesus and Mary.